happy that Odyssey is your favorite bedtime story.
Can't go to sleep.
Sorry.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, Eugene. Is everything ready?
I believe so, Mr. Whittaker. These kids' radio productions are rather labor-intensive.
Oh, yes, more than most people realize. Well, is everyone here?
Well, Jason, Red Hollard, and Brian McCarthy are in the booth rehearsing their roles. We're still waiting for our sound effects Foley artist, though.
Oh, I'm here! Don't start without me!
Well, now everybody's here.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, guys. I was just picking up some props. You think I might be needing this?
I don't think so, Odin, no.
Well, how about this one?
Whoa! We're doing a Western!
Well, fortunately, I am prepared for any genre of story, my friends. All us true Foley artists are, you know.
Well, indeed. And I've preloaded the necessary music and pre-recorded sound effects on an array of hard drives. You can trigger them remotely from your sound effects booth.
Roger that!
Well, Dad, we're ready if you are.
Yep, we're as rehearsed as the underdog presidential candidate before a decisive debate shown in color on national television. Speaking of which, Brian here is a real actor. He's got the stuff.
It's right kind of you to say so, hombre.
The story's awesome, Mr. Whittaker.
Oh.
Gunfights, bad guys, no girls. It's perfect. I always thought Westerns were snoozers.
Huh? Well, I grew up listening to Westerns, Brian. They were my favorite radio serials.
They make Western cereal? Nice.
No. Actually, what Mr. Whittaker is alluding to is a cereal drama, not to be confused with your favorite breakfast meal.
Which is spelled C-O-R-N-F-L-A-K-E-S.
Or F-R-O-S-T-E-D.
I believe he gets the idea.
Both sound really good.
Well, then let's record it, shall we?
Yeah.
From out of the west, on a thundering steed, comes an unrelenting force for truth and justice. It's the Lone Lawman!
On thunder, on justice, on horseback!
Well, good job, Jason. It's like I can almost see you on the horse.
Thanks, Wooten.
Oh, you're welcome.
Born in the fires of adversity, Jefferson Grant fanned the flames of his young heart to become a U.S. Marshal so he could put the heat on villains everywhere and stoke justice in the fireplace of... never mind. One day, while Grant was guarding a shipment of gold on the Wells Fargo stagecoach, he was ambushed by the notorious Deadwood Joe and his gang.
Okay, wait for it. I almost got it.
As the only survivor of that deadly massacre, our hero dedicated his life to bringing Deadwood Joe and his gang to justice. No longer Marshal Grant, he became a champion of the people, the Capped Crusader, the Rogue Ranger, better known as the Lone Lawman.
Whoa, big fella, down thunder. I didn't mean lay down. Ugh, good horses are so hard to find.
Well, bless my stars, if it ain't the Lone Lawman.
Well, howdy, Pastor. Long time.
A long time since you graced the inside of our church, that's for sure, shooting.
I'm chasing down Deadwood Joe's gang.
You're always chasing down Deadwood Joe's gang. It is useless, like chasing the wind. So says Ecclesiastes 6:9.
Yeah, but he isn't wind, is he, Pastor? He's flesh and blood. Though it might slippery. So
I'm saying that revenge ain't gonna mend the past, young man.
I'm not after revenge, Pastor. I'm after justice.
Uh-huh. Well, Zechariah 7:9 says to administer true justice, to show mercy and compassion to one another.
Well, did they show mercy and compassion when they left me for dead and run off with all that gold? Where's your Bible verse for that one?
Never take your own revenge, beloved, but leave room for the wrath of God. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord.
You got a Bible verse for everything, don't you? So, is the sheriff about?
About what?
Around?
Oh, well, yeah, here he comes yonder.
Hmm?
Oh, sorry. Wrong shoes. 1 second. Wrong surface. Oh, there we go. Would you read that line again, please, Pastor?
Here he comes yonder, I hope.
Well, lone lawman, ain't you a sight for sore eyes? What brings you to this neck of the woods, huh? Don't tell me Deadwood Joe and his band of desperados are in the area.
I was on their trail as far as the Texas territories until they got wind and split up.
The bicarbonate would help that.
I've trailed 2 of them here.
Well, I ain't seed hide nor hair of them.
Hail, the bank's being robbed! It's Deadwood Joe's guy!
Of course, my eyesight ain't what it used to be. What say we go down there together and maybe...
On Thunder!
Ain't much of one for loitering about, is he?
Meanwhile, across town, 3 masked desperados have taken over the bank.
What kind of masks are we talking about here, Whit? Halloween masks, robot masks, maybe a President Lincoln mask?
It's a radio drama. We can't see the masks.
Oh, that's good, because I only have a President Lincoln mask.
Well, and don't forget, they'd have worn bandanas over their mouths, Wooten.
Oh.
They disguise their true identities and give them that menacing look.
Oh, so maybe I should put a bandana over President Lincoln's mouth.
No. Can we get back to the story?
Oh, sure. Ready when you are, Whit.
While Deadwood Joe holds the bank teller hostage, he shouts instructions to his right-hand man.
Lefty! Hey, Lefty! Scoop up that money from the vault.
With more pleasure than a cat in a room full of mice.
Watch the door, boy.
Yes, sir.
You won't get away with this, Deadwood.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Well, just checking.
Well, you won't get away with this.
Get away with what, bank teller man? We're just taken out alone, permanently. I said, we're just taken out alone, permanently. I said, Wooten?
Oh, that's me. Oh, sorry, I forgot I had a part.
You should take the mask off, Wooten.
But then everybody will know it's me. Oh, that's right, yeah, okay. Give me that cue again, please, Deadwood.
We're just taken out alone, permanently.
Maybe I'll do, Well, you hooligans are a tin horn lot if ever that was one.
What did you say, old timer?
I said you're a tin horn lot, that's what you are. Mark my words, you'll regret the day you turn to thievery.
Old timer, if I wasn't afeard of you slobbering all over my newly polished pistols with that toothless gob of yours, I'd give you what fur.
What fur?
Maybe I will anyway.
No, Deadwood, stop!
Stay out of this, boy!
You promised no one would get hurt.
Hey, wait! I know that voice. Is that you, Percy?
No, sir. I think you mistaken me for someone else.
Okay, Deadwood, let's skedaddle. There's more money in this bag than fleas on my hound. We're rich.
All right.
But from out of the west comes the thundering hooves of justice. It's the Lone Lawman.
On Thunder.
Boys, unless I'm uncorked and losing turpentine, that there's the law bearing down on us.
Let's hightail it out the back.
You first, Lefty. Get moving, boy. Pick up this loot here. All right. Well, it's been a right pleasure doing business with you folks. Y'all have a good day now, you hear?
Oh, well, if that don't chap your head.
Lefty and his minions make a hasty escape just as the Lone Lawman arrives.
Down, Thunder! You know, Horse, you are way too literal. Deadwood Joe, I know you're in there. Give yourself up in the name of the law.
Quit your jawing, lawman. They already vamoosed.
Well, thanks, old-timer. Was anybody hurt?
Nah, their wagon wheels rattled more than they rode.
They took a wagon?
It's an expression, Tar Nibbets. Don't you understand the Western use of colorfully vivid metaphors and similes?
Well, sure, but Tar Nibbets?
All right, nobody move or I left my gun at home.
Is everyone all right?
No, everyone ain't all right. Them rascals took my gold. I'd have bit them if I had any teeth.
Was it Deadwood Joe and his boys?
Well, of course it was. The leader was a curly wolf, a real barrel boarder. He was healed with a black-eyed Susan wore bat wings and can openers.
Sorry, I lost you after. Of course it was.
He said the leader had a gun and wore chaps and spurs.
Right.
And the middle one was beef-headed and a mean old rip. As to years, I guess he was between, hay and grass.
No, didn't catch any of that.
He was an ornery teenager.
Yeah, I thought they was all roosted.
Under the influence of alcohol.
Until the leader sidled up to the teller with his six-shooter and took all the chip and chink. They told the shave-tailed to bulldoze us, but he started beating the devil around the stump. I thought those mud sills was gonna clean my plow, but all they did was take my plunder. We was in a bad box till we heard you ride up. They weren't about to give up the sponge, so they lit out in a shindy on their buzzard bait.
You know, it's one thing to flavor your dialogue with this stuff, but a whole meal of it can be a mite tedious.
Well, sorry, old-timer, but that could be any number of gangs. How do you know it was Deadwood Joe?
Because he was wearing a T-shirt said, "Hi, I'm Deadwood Joe."
Oh. I may be wrong, Lawman, but the boy in the gang sounded like Percy O'Toole.
Percy? Well, I can't believe that he's mixed up in this.
Well, I heard tell he's fallen on hard times.
Well, his folks passed away last winter. Well, I've known that boy his whole life. It just don't make sense.
Don't you worry, Pastor. Justice will be served. Where does he live?
The O'Toole spread is 5 miles west as the crow flies.
Right, but since I don't have a crow...
Just follow the road due west. Look for the...
On Thunder!
He's not much of one for goodbyes now, is he?
Percy O'Toole's a good boy. If he was mixed up in this, he must be desperate.
Word about town is that the mortgage is due on the O'Toole place. No telling what Percy might do to keep from losing it. He ain't been the same since his folks passed on from the fever last year.
Well, the lone lawman don't strike me as the kind of man who's going to take circumstances into consideration. He won't stop until Deadwood Joe and even young Percy are behind bars.
No. Sorry. That's my fault. Sorry. That's a tango. Here's the one.
And so the lone lawman set out in hot pursuit of the gang of desperados. He doggedly follows the trail over rock and hill until he comes upon the O'Toole homestead. Under cover of darkness, he slides off his trusty steed Thunder and slips up to the house. He hears voices inside.
I'm just saying I don't like it, Deadwood, not one bit.
What are you grousing about, Lefty? We got away, didn't we?
Why, didn't you hear? It was a lone lawman.
So?
I heard tell he could track a single catfish up to Mississippi and find it hiding with 1,000 other catfish at the catfish-only convention in Catfish Cove.
Is that a true story?
What am I supposed to do? The bank teller recognized my voice.
That's why I told you to stifle your lip. If you hadn't gone running off at the mouth, there'd be nothing to worry about.
You were gonna hurt that old-timer.
He's lived long enough anyway.
I should never have gone involved in this. Let's just give the money back. Maybe they'll let us go.
Give it back. He's out of hoot.
Hey, you ain't going yellow on us, are you, boy?
What are we going to do?
Hey, I got an idea. How about we leave with the money and you stay behind to take all the blame?
What?
But we sure do appreciate the hospitality, kid. This home here is made for a right nice hideout.
Come on, Lefty, get him. Go behind. Hold still, kid. Tie him up tight now. That's it.
Struggle all you like, Percival. You're not getting out of that knot.
Nope.
I tell you what, here's a dollar. You give that back when they nab you, maybe they'll sentence you to life minus a day.
Suddenly, a voice calls from the darkness.
Deadwood Joe, Lefty, this is the lone lawman. Come up with your hands out.
What did he say?
What I mean to say is come out with your hands up.
You're wasting your breath, lawman. We ain't coming out till you say please.
What? Never!
Whoa, that's all I gotta do is say please?
Ain't you got a brain in your head? I'm a stalling. Now hand me that lantern there.
Well, what are you gonna do, escort him in?
All right, lawman. You better come in and get us. But I hope you're wearing fireproof clothes.
What are you doing, Deadwood?
Saving our bacon as wood.
No, cooking it is more like...
Fire!
Yeah, you got a choice, lawman. You can chase after Lefty and me, or save the boy. He's tied up in here, but you ain't got time to do both.
What will the lone lawman do? Will he honor his sacred vow to hunt down Deadwood Joe's gang to the ends of the earth and bring them to justice? Or will he save the farm boy who's fallen in with the wrong crowd? Stay tuned to find out.
Whenever I'm faced with a difficult decision, I always make the right choice if I first relax with a pot of freshly brewed Colombian coffee.
Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, yes, Brian?
This whole program's fun. We should do these more often.
Oh, I love that Westerns like this always make you think about moral dilemmas.
Right. Huh?
Well, what I mean is that they make you think. What would you do if you were in the lone lawman's shoes? Would you save the boy or go after the criminals?
I think I'd help Percy.
Ah, and then what would you do? Arrest him?
No way. Percy was forced into breaking the law.
Ah, but the lone lawman is about justice. And according to the law, Percy's guilty regardless of his reasons.
True, but the lone lawman isn't the judge. A judge would understand Percy's circumstances.
Ah, do you think so?
Well, I know what happens because we rehearsed.
Well, then, let's get moving. Ready, Wooten?
Stand by, Whit. Commercial's almost over. Okay, cue the music. No, that song's all wrong. Let's try this one.
Faced with a difficult situation, the lone lawman watches as Deadwood Joe and his right-hand man, Lefty, race away from the house.
So long, lawman!
Help!
The lone lawman hurls himself against the ranch house door.
Percy, are you all right?
Other than being orphaned and tied up in a burning house after being duped into robbing a bank, yeah. Just peachy.
Well, let's get you out of here.
Look out!
Thanks, Percy. That was close.
But how are we gonna get out? The door's blocked now.
Thunder! The window!
In a feat of daring do, Thunder the Wonder Horse kicks out the glass from the window, allowing Percy and the lone lawman to escape from their fiery grave.
Good boy, Thunder! Come on, Percy! Let's get out of here!
Thank you for saving me, sir. I don't deserve it.
Deserve has nothing to do with it, son.
Hey there, lone lawman.
Now what goes on here?
Just in time, Sheriff. Pastor, listen, you men. You've got to put that fire out.
Fire? Percy, where did your pa keep his buckets?
In the barn.
Huh. Make haste, boys. We might just be able to save the place if we work fast.
Well, I'll leave this in your capable hands, Sheriff.
Now, wait a minute. You don't want to go chasing them thieves in the dark, do you? Come dawn, we can kind of form a
On Thunder!
See? Well, that man don't know the meaning of quit, do he?
No, but I do, and I'm thinking about it.
Breaking like the wind, the lone lawman and his trusty steed Thunder give chase to Deadwood Joe and Lefty. Mile after mile tumbles behind as our hero tracks the thieves by moonlight. Finally, the lone lawman spies the two desperados in the distance. And before you can say Bob's your uncle, Thunder is nipping at their heels.
Pull over, Deadwood!
Never!
Eat lead, lone lawman!
Ha-ha! Your aim is as tired as your old nag.
The lone lawman rides up to Lefty, stands up on his saddle, and leaps from his horse, tackling the thief in midair.
Deadwood, you got to...
Wow, the lone lawman knocked Lefty right off his horse. Sorry, Lefty, you're on your own.
Oh, that tar nibbits. He just up and left me holding the bag.
Thunder, my rope.
Oh, that is some horse.
You ain't kidding. I arrest you, Lefty. What's your last name?
Righty Tighty.
Now you're kidding.
No.
All right, then, I arrest you, lefty righty tighty, in the name of law and justice.
Oh, no. Send word to my sister, will you? Her name's Lucy Righty Tighty.
Of course it is.
Meanwhile, back at the O'Toole Ranch, the men have managed to put out the raging fire.
Well, bless my britches if the lone lawman hasn't gone and caught one of the bank robbers.
So he has, but I don't think that's Deadwood Joe.
It isn't, Pastor. I'm sorry to say Deadwood Joe is still at large.
Well, you done more than we could ask of any man.
Yeah, but what about my sparkly rinky-dinky chip and chicky?
Now you're just making up words, old-timer. Your gold is in Lefty's saddlebag. Thunder, give the man his loot.
Is there anything that horse can't do?
Scrabble's a bit tricky.
Oh.
My hat's off to you, Pastor. It looks like your people saved most of Percy's house, and the barn is untouched.
It would have been a shame for the boy to lose his home in addition to everything else, and I'm pretty sure we can fix what's been damaged here. Until then, Percy, you're coming home to live with me and the missus.
I don't know what to say, Pastor. I don't deserve any of this. Especially after what I done did or done.
Listen, boy, the Lord shows us all mercy we don't deserve. Now let's go get what's left of your stuff.
Yes, sir.
So what do you think the judge will do with Percy there, Sheriff?
Well, since I'm the judge in these here parts, I reckon justice would be better served by mercy rather than punishment.
Well, you could be right. And with that...
Where are you off to next? Don't tell me you're gonna go...
Yes, I've got to stop Deadwood Joe before he hurts any other good law-abiding citizens. It is my job.
Well, don't you think you ought to be...
On thunder! On justice! On mercy! Away!
Well, I'll be hornswoggled if he didn't get the last word in again. Ooh-wee.
And with that, the lone lawman disappears into the night, not to be seen again. Until the next time, people are in need of justice and mercy. Make sure you tune in then for another thrilling adventure of the Lone Lawman.
Well, that turned out pretty well.
Indeed.
Yeah, apart from a few miscues by the sound effects guy. Mm. Sorry about that, fellas.
Oh, that's all right. It added a kind of spontaneity, and that's S-P-O-N-T-A-N-E-I-T-Y.
So what did happen to Percy, Mr. Whitaker? You didn't put it in the story.
Well, I'd like the audience to think about justice, mercy, and grace.
Someone once said that mercy is not getting what we do deserve, and grace is getting what we don't deserve.
Right. Huh?
Well, it means mercy is not being punished for what we've done wrong.
Hmm.
Like God not punishing us for our sin. And grace is being blessed in spite of the fact that we don't deserve it.
So Percy received both mercy and grace.
That's right.
In the words of the poet Robert Frost, nothing can make injustice just but mercy.
Right. Huh?
Wooten, what are you doing?
Oh, just tidying up.
Oh, come on, leave it alone. You look exhausted.
Oh, I do? I thought I was way beyond exhausted. Tell you what, wait, next time we do an audio drama, let's do it without sound.
Oh, a silent radio drama. That sounds innovative.
Uh-huh. Well, until then, how about a sound effect that can take us all to the counter for a rich chocolate milkshake?
Oh, I think I have just the thing.
On thunder, on justice, on mercy!
On milkshake, away!
In today's adventure, Whit explained the difference between grace and mercy, and Brian said that Percy received both of those things. But it's important to point out that everyone who believes in Jesus has received both grace and mercy as well. We deserve to be punished for our sins. Romans 6:23 says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So God gave us mercy by not giving us death, the penalty we deserve for our sins. And He gives us grace, something we don't deserve, by offering us eternal life. What can we do in return for this amazing gift from God? We should draw closer to Him, learning more about Him and His ways and pursuing a deeper relationship with Him. Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us boldly come to the throne of God. There we will receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Lone Lawman, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Robert G. Lee and directed by Dave Arnold. Sound design was by Nathan Jones, and music was by John Campbell. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Will Ryan, Jess Harnell, Townsend Coleman, Steve Easton, and Colin McCarthy. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.